This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Beautiful.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 17th to the 20th of November 2025. How are you all? Can't believe that we're, what, a month away from Christmas. Joining me today is Rob. Hello, Rob. Are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, am I, Ella's, like, ready for Christmas? Not even paid yet? Are you joking? I can't afford things like Christmas at the moment. Jesus Christ.
Do you think the older you get, the less magical it becomes? It should be more magical for me with a kid. But
certainly the more expensive it becomes. I'll tell you that for free.
Right.
Yes.
It's Christmas all the time. You just always got to get presents 24/7. I can't be bothered anymore.
I know. And you, like I say, you've got a kid to buy presents for now. Are you still at the stage where you want you to absolutely spoil her?
No.
She's had that. One present that she'd be grateful
for.
Yeah, but
do you know what it is, though? I had this conversation with a mechanic, actually. And we were saying how kids these days, they get everything they want all year anyway. So then Christmas comes.
It's nothing special.
Like, yeah, it just doesn't feel like it. Not like back in our day,
was it, Ree? Not like back in our day.
Exactly.
A ball and a cup and we were delighted, weren't we?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, it's true, but yeah, I can't bother to have an house full of rubbish as well.
Without sounding really
ungrateful for all the presents that we get delivered to our house.
That's what it is, though. It is. And most of them, she won't ever touch again after she opens on Christmas Day, will she?
This is it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway.
So, yeah, no, I'm not ready for Christmas whatsoever. Also, I'm quite tired today because my cat, right, woke me up at 3 in the morning this morning. And, like, meowing really loudly in my ear because my dog had come in and closed the door with his paws as he slumped himself on the floor and closed the doors and trapped her in the room. So instead of just, you know, settling down for the night or something, you know, curling up or something next to my pillow, she can't do that. She's like literally meowing me and pawing me on the head at 3 in the morning going, "Oi, wake up, open the door, wake up, open the door, meow, open the door, Robert, why haven't you got up yet? Why do you want?" So 3 in the morning, and then it took me ages to get back to sleep again. So right now,
it's when you can't get back off, isn't it? That's the worst bit.
Right now, I do not like cats. Unlike Zoe Slater, this one can go missing right now. I'm telling you now.
What even is your cat called? I know what your dog's called. Munro.
Dusk. Yeah, Dusk.
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 Dusk. Dusk.
Nice bit of Dusk. yes.
I like that.
Yeah, she's like a small... And she's one of these, right? She's really, like, small and black and beautiful. That's why we call her Dusk.
Yeah, we're
picturing
that.
She is, like, I think she's, like, 10, but she's still really small and looks a bit like a kitten and still zooms around the house at 100 miles per hour. And
what is the average lifespan of a cat? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know, like 15 years or something like that?
Okay.
Someone let us know in the comments section, because I'm sure we've got plenty of cat fans in our listening roster. Right, so on to this week's EastEnders. This Zoe storyline is driving me crazy right now.
Yeah.
I need it to move along.
Same.
I need it to move along. For Christ's sake, this earring thing.
I feel like it's going to be the Christmas reveal, though.
Well, we're treading on water until we get there, aren't we?
Yeah, because otherwise, what is the Christmas story? We know, obviously, one thing that's going to be in Christmas week, which
we
do.
And we also know something that's going to happen New Year's Day. That's very, very exciting.
Yes. But we still don't really know what the focus of Christmas is going to be, which is making me think it's the Zoe Stalker reveal, which I'm already bored of, to be quite frank.
I mean,
it depends
who it is. It depends who it is.
But
at the moment,
it better be a big bloody reveal after all this. Put it that way, right?
Literally. But we'll see when we get there. We've got a few other storylines to discuss as well. Mainly, Vicky. She's been up to some mischief this week, hasn't she?
And she just,
and
you
she
know
just...
what? Fair play to her.
I said that.
I'm here for it.
I don't blame her. I don't
No.
blame her.
Hey, you know what?
I tell you what, it's gone down mixed reception, the Vicky and Zach stuff online.
I know, but I feel, and I'm sure people are gonna at us and will correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's all the younger viewers have been like, eh, the brother and sister, and it's like, do you not know what happened with Sharon
Do
and
you
Dennis?
watch
Come on,
EastEnders? Do you
come
watch
on.
EastEnders? They're not in the
That's
remotest bit
why it makes
related.
sense.
Yeah,
Yeah, come on.
exactly. Anyway, we'll talk about Vicky later. We've got some other stuff to discuss first, so let's get on with it in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off with talking about Zoe. So, somebody is posting bad reviews online about the Vic. Now, these reviews, did you read through them? Honestly, they're
I
great.
actually didn't know the one.
Okay, so the page that we got showed, the Queen Victoria is the worst pub I have ever visited. Avoid. Terrible pub. I mean, this sounds like our YouTube comment section. Rude landlady and bar staff. Warning, the Queen Victoria is an absolute no-go. To be fair, I would argue they could just be standard reviews about the Vic.
Yeah, they're not wrong, are they? There's a lot of drama there. I'd be like, they have no CCTV and all they have are like fights and
I feel really
murders happening
insecure.
there.
It blows up at least three times once a decade.
And they still haven't put any cameras in. Avoid, avoid, avoid.
I mean, saying that the landlady is rude, you could go with that without any landlady that the vicar's ever had, in all fairness. And she weren't polite to people sometimes.
Well, do you know what? Sometimes people don't need it, do they? To be, need
Well,
them to be polite.
do you get good reviews on your bar on the internet? Have you ever
It's
looked at them?
mixed, Robert. Let's
Is
say
it?
that.
Is it?
It's usually, no, we generally get good ones, and then every so often it's people who've not been let in,
Yeah, it's
usually,
people who've chucked out,
and
so it's the worst
complaining
place.
that the doorman are corrupt or whatever.
Corrupt. Yeah,
I
it's all
don't know.
political.
Allegations. It's usually just because they've not let them in. They're the worst reviews we get. But people who've actually been let in are generally quite kind, but
Hey, at least you've got security. Mind you, the Vic has
that's
now.
true.
The Vic has now.
Yes.
Well, so Alfie is still fairly convinced that Zoe is doing all of this to herself. And so Zoe basically is kind of really paranoid and really worried because she's convinced that somebody is now stalking her and is convinced that somebody is posting these reviews deliberately about the Vic. Never mind the fact that the landlady that this person might be on about could in fact be her, because she's not exactly polite to people either. It could be a
No,
completely
that's true. They've
unrelated
assumed that
thing.
she's the landlady,
Yeah. But so she gets hold of a mace spray to defend herself.
I didn't know these were illegal, by the way. It's an
Thank
illegal
you.
weapon.
I mean, I suppose
What?
you could argue, you could just go, yeah, it's because we think of mace sprays as something that you use to defend yourself. It's you don't really think of that actually you could an attacker could just get hold of one and just go up to somebody and spray them in the face. It's a chemical attack, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd never. I genuinely just thought it
There
was
you
like,
go.
you know,
Just defense. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it is a dangerous weapon in all fairness. It's quite easily shown with the fact that Ernie gets hold of it and ends up spraying himself in the face.
Why did he do that,
Because
honestly?
kids are
Get him
dumb,
back
that's
into
why.
school, honestly. That's what I say.
Because
This
kids are
time off sick's
ridiculous.
done him nowhere, no
What does
good.
this do? I'll ask to spray it in my face and find out, shall I? Hey, it's how he learns. It's how kids learn. You won't do that again.
That's true. He'll not do it again. He'll not
You won't
find
do it
some
again.
random spray and put it in his face, will
No, exactly. So Alfie takes Ernie down to the GP. Anthony, by the way, now works at the GP surgery. He's
Of
got himself
course.
a, yeah, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but
Took him
I
a lot
think.
longer than I thought to get there, to be fair, but he's in.
So he's looking at Ernie, and then he kind of pulls Alfie aside and sort of reiterates the fact that he thinks that Zoe is going for a mental breakdown.
Yeah, there is something a little bit sus about how much Anthony keeps saying it, but I don't know if it's again just a red herring to make us be like, why does Anthony care so much? Unless it's just that he genuinely cares and it's all genuine, you know.
I can see a way in which it would be Anthony that was doing all this, but at the same time, it also doesn't feel like his style, and you also sort of wonder why though? Why would he do that? Why does he need to do this?
I can't imagine Anthony going out of his way to write reviews online. Can
No,
you? You just can't
no.
imagine him doing that.
I've been.
In fact, I can't imagine him doing any of it, but then how well do we know him these days, you
Well,
know? Times
exactly.
change and people change and all that.
So Alfie again is kind of still convinced that Zoe's having this breakdown. He keeps trying to broach the subject to Kat, and Kat's not having any of it. And then later they've installed all these alarms, and they finally and it proves that it works by it goes off in the barrel store, and they go down, and Zoe's like got a corkscrew to defend herself because the mace spray's been confiscated. She takes a
Oh, yeah,
corkscrew
of
down in
course.
stealth. What damage was she going to do with a corkscrew? Just like yeah,
Well, I wouldn't want to
they'd have
get.
to come quite close to be stabbed with that, wouldn't
I
they?
wouldn't want to get. I wouldn't want to cross Zoe with a corkscrew, to
You
be
wouldn't be
fair.
corked by Zoe, would you?
No, to be
No.
fair, no.
No. Corked by a Slater is not a nice way to go. And so what they find is the words, "You will pay," written in white paint on the barrel store door. Now, there is still a side of me that kind of thought, well, Zoe could have just done that herself before. Like the alarm could have been separate from the, like the alarm could have been the cat setting it off or something, and Zoe could have just
Or
painted it herself.
anything just could have set it off like a sen the
Yeah.
sensor, couldn't it? And that were already there.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think this is like a mental breakdown that she's having. I do believe somebody is actually after her.
Yeah, same. I do now. I think that's been established after
Yeah,
that. I think we're
but I
meant to
kind
know
of,
now.
yeah, but I'm kind of, I think I was kind of surprised that that was enough to convince Alfie.
Do you know what? If I were Kat, I would have been quite fuming with my partner for being the way that he was with Zoe about it all, because if he thought it were, I don't know, I feel like he didn't think it was the breakdown though. He just thought that Zoe were like,
That's causing trouble.
causing trouble rather than a mental breakdown, which is what Anthony's thinking.
But then he is going from experience. Do you know what I mean? Even throughout this stalker stuff, she has done like the photo thing she did herself in order to try and make people believe her.
True, forgot
So
about that, yeah.
it's not like he's not basing it on anything. The text messages that
And the
we've met.
text messages,
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like she hasn't got form for that sort of thing.
True, but I don't know. I think he's been a bit cold with throughout it as well. But then again, I
Well.
guess, he's got kids there that he's trying to think of as well.
Yeah, well, he's warmed up now, and
Well, he's
he's
all right now,
convinced
yeah.
that, yeah, he's right now, and he's convinced that Zoe is telling the truth. Now, the next episode, they find an earring, okay, so a gold earring that has been covered in this white paint, which convinces everybody, right? Well, that must be the person that did it. My first question is if this does belong to the person that did it, and I don't think it does because Jean claims it later, and we know that it
Yeah,
isn't Jean who's
agreed.
doing all this. So,
Agreed.
what? How vigorously would you have to be painting a door for an earring to fall out?
Depends on the earring,
You'd
to
have
be
to be doing
fair.
it. You'd have to be painting it with your mouth.
Oh, you mean for it to have happened, during it?
Why
Yeah,
would the earring
Anna.
fall out? Why would an earring fall out just by painting a door?
Yeah, I mean, it's just silly, isn't it, that that is what they're basing it on. But then again, what else have they got to base it on, I guess? Oh, look, there's an earring with the white paint. The
That'll
writing
do.
was written with white paint. We've got nothing else to base this on.
Yes.
Is it just to
Well.
get in our heads that it's a female who's done it,
Oh,
or?
that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's even so, which then, if they are trying to do a red herring thing, would means that it could be Anthony that's doing all this because they're trying to distract us with female jewellery.
It could, I just don't think it is.
Unless we
I think
find
it's.
out in a flashback or something that Anthony was on his way to a pirate party before and he just did that on his way there.
Oh, the earring's been there ages because Jean's a cleaner there and she
Yeah,
lost it
and
ages ago
clearly not a
and
good cleaner. She's left it ages ago.
couldn't find it.
Couldn't find the
Yeah,
earring.
but she might have been, it were in the like alleyway, weren't it? Like
Yeah.
outside the cellar door. So she might
Yeah.
have, I don't know, emptied a mop bucket,
Yeah.
lost her earring.
Really vigorously.
Yeah, but no, earrings can randomly fall out though. Like if it's one that has a back on, I sometimes have had earrings fall out because my back's come off because it's
Right.
sprained or whatever. So they
I've only
can
got a
just
little.
randomly fall out.
Oh, fair. I've only got a little stud, so it doesn't matter how vigorous I get, that never falls out. But Zoe becomes convinced that it's Vicky again. She's back on Vicky.
Oh yes, of course.
Yes. So, I mean, can you see Zoe's thinking here? Like, you can sort of see why she would think it was Vicky, because Vicky doesn't like her, and Zoe doesn't like Vicky. Or is she just
And I think
thinking
in
of an
her,
excuse as to have another go at Vicky?
no, I just think in her paranoid state, who really doesn't like me on the square and wears
Yeah.
hoop earrings? Vicky. I can
Yeah.
kind of see in Zoe's mind why she might think it.
I mean,
But even Kat's like, it's not.
hoop earrings doesn't narrow it down on that
Don't
square, to
narrow
be
it down
fair.
at all. No, it doesn't. Do you
It's a
know what I
thing. It's
did
a
enjoy
Wolford thing.
though?
Go
So
on.
she broke into the house. No one's
Yes.
mentioned that since, by the way. No one cares that she broke all
A broken
glasses and
window. Yeah, exactly.
yeah,
Yeah.
literally. Then she goes in, and then, oh, you're going to be glad I didn't even notice. But she's searching through a jewellery box, gets a silver earring, and's like, oh my gosh, it's it. No, it's a gold one. Sorry,
Oh,
but
see,
for a
no,
female,
I
you would
know.
know that that's gold, a gold
Oh yeah,
earring
no,
that
I
you're
thought
looking
that she.
for.
Oh no, I know. I thought that. Yeah, no, I thought that she pulled that out and was like, "Look, oh, none of these match." I thought that she'd realized that they were gold and silver and thought, "Well, none of these match." So
Oh,
we,
so to show us, oh no, she wears
yes,
silver, not gold.
exactly.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I thought she were like, oh, this is it. Oh,
but
wait,
no,
this is gold. It's not it.
maybe it's white gold, like desperately trying to pin them together. Like, no.
Right,
I
okay,
think she
fair
was
enough.
realizing that it wasn't Vicky because she couldn't
Right,
find anything to
yeah.
match it. And then Kathy walks in and sort of frog marches her back to the vehicle to Kat and goes, "Your daughter," you know, this 45-year-old woman, "your daughter, look what she's been up to, breaking into houses," as I go at Kat and then storms out again. And that's when, you know, the end of the week basically is Jean, like Kat and Alfie are sort of discussing the situation. Kat puts the earring on the bar and then Jean sort of goes, "Oh, I was looking for that. Thanks very much," and sort of walks off with it. I don't think I've ever seen Jean in an earring like that, but it's hers.
I know I thought that, but there we go.
Yeah, never mind. So, I mean, it's not Jean, is it? This is the thing. It's clearly not
No.
Jean. Of
It's not Jean. Of course it
course
isn't.
it's not.
And I'm gonna say it. It was a very weak duff duff, I
It
feel like, to
was,
the end of
but
this
it's
week. Because we know it's
again.
not Jean.
Yeah, but again, the only kind of real development with this story was the fact that, you know, we sort of the stalkers sort of upped their game ever so slightly by painting on the door.
Yeah.
But you
But
will
do you
pay.
think
Could
it
mean anything.
is?
She could owe money for the paper boy or something like that. Do you know what
I think it's Sam. I think it's Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll pay for all the Dennis stuff
Yeah.
because it's got to be
But then
Ken,
how
sorry,
would
not Dennis.
Sam, I imagine, I suppose Sam would know that that Zoe's back on the square because of the whole
She got
thing that they
shot
did. She
and
did, and it was in the papers and everything. So yeah,
yeah.
I guess that you could sort of work it out
And then
from
be
that.
bitter that she's there living in the Queen Vic as
Yeah,
well. So it's making her go,
maybe,
why do you
maybe.
deserve to live there in, you know, my family, what was
Yeah.
my family home?
Because otherwise, why would Sam be returning in the first place? Because it's not like any of her family want her back at the minute.
Nino, Nino.
If stuff gets announced, then it gets talked about on here, as far as I'm concerned. Of
Oh, it
course,
was.
but
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was announced. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
But as far as you know, if she fell out so massively with her family when she was last here, I don't think that she would return for them. So it feels like maybe this is
Yeah.
why she's back and she's the stalker.
This is what had made sense to me, but then I'm also kind of basing that on the hoop earring, but we've already established that it's jeans anyway,
Oh, must, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
But
oh.
I don't know. I think Sam would fit the bill, and I actually do think it's going to be somebody who's not on the square.
Yeah.
Would it be Max? I don't feel like Max would even go out of his way. I know Max can be a bit malicious and everything, but I don't think
He
he'd go out of
can
his way
be,
to do
but
this.
I don't think he'd bother with things like. Yeah, but the thing is, I think Max would go in deeper than that. I feel like Max is the sort of
Yeah,
person, he wouldn't bother
if
writing
anything.
reviews or anything like
This is
that.
it. That's got Sam written all over it to me, and spelling words wrong and stuff. That just seems like Sam, right?
Illiterate. She's absolutely illiterate with rage about all this.
Can't even spell swear words right.
Yes. Oh, so there we are then. So that's basically this storyline sort of goes on and on and on, and I'm just sort of waiting for the next sort of big development from it because it feels like, yeah, we got the little development with the paint this week, but at the same time, it's sort of like it feels like this story hasn't actually moved along now for about a month or so,
No.
and it's just sort of going around in circles a little bit.
I know what you mean. Is there any point it crossed your mind that it could be Freddy for some reason?
No, but do you know, it did cross my mind that it could be randomly, and I've got no evidence to suggest that it could be this person. But I don't know why. But the idea that it was Kat came into my brain this week.
Oh,
I don't know why
nah.
it would be.
Oh. Well, no, you could argue that she'd want, if you were thinking it was Kat, so that she can feel closer to Zoe, so that Zoe, she's the only person that believed Zoe to start with, so then they were bonding over it kind of thing, and it were a way of keeping her close by making her scared. It's not the
Yeah.
worst theory, but I don't think Kat'd go to the I don't think Kat would actually go to these lengths of scaring Zoe.
Why do you think it could be Freddy?
I don't know, he just keeps popping up randomly and saying stuff to Zoe about it all the time. Like every so often I know that he just keeps popping up. He's not really in storylines, but then when he does pop up, it's usually him saying something to Zoe about, oh yeah, you're not that mad, are you? And I don't know. I don't know what he would
Well,
gain from it other than
yeah, I mean,
revenge
well.
on behalf of Jean, I guess,
Yeah, which
but
again, it doesn't feel like Freddy's style. Mind you, sleeping with Gina didn't seem like Freddy's style, so God knows what he's capable of.
true.
Talking to Freddy, Zoe Trust play match mob does play matchmaker this week, so they have yet another pub quiz. They've got more pub quizzes than it's like an episode of Mastermind in that Queen Vic at the minute.
They live for it though, don't they? Everyone
Oh,
turns up. It
I
clearly
know.
works.
It's like a big community thing. The pub quizzes around Walford suddenly, and so. They real Zoe basically is trying to get Freddie and Anna back together, and they do a final round where there's bird songs playing, and both of them are able to identify individual bird calls that are going on around the square.
Yeah,
I
of
mean,
course.
that's
That's the thing,
dedication.
innit?
Yeah, there we go. They're both dedicated Twitchers. And so they're basically back together now, which feels like
Yes.
they're now in place to sort of leave together as well,
Leave
doesn't it?
together. Yeah,
Yeah,
it makes
yeah.
sense. And it's a nice,
Fine.
why not? A nice way for them
Yeah,
to
you
exit.
know, if those two just go off and have a happy ending together, he'll go off to Anna with to Australia. One of them might return one day, or both of them might not return one day. It works either way, doesn't it?
Yeah, agreed.
There you go. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on now to talking about Jasmine. So, on to Jasmine now. Some interesting developments here. I'll give them that. Jasmine overhears Anthony telling Cindy that she needs her MOT, like her medical MOT checking. I mean, then what is that? Is that a womanly
Oh,
thing?
Cindy's at, yeah, I think it is after a certain age that
Is it?
you get called in for a like an MOT, yeah.
Is it standard procedure for a doctor to go up to a woman and say, "You need checking you need your MOT checking in the middle of
I
the
don't
street"?
know. I did think like blooming heck, confidentiality and all that, Anthony,
Know.
just going up to her in the street and reminding, aren't you
You
supposed to
need your
send letters
things
in
checking
post
you.
and that?
Yeah, you'd have thought someone
Yeah.
saves on the stamp duty, I suppose. But yeah, so Jasmine overhears this because Anthony is just like yelling Cindy's
Blurting it
medical
out
information
without
to all and
megaphone.
sundry. And she needs to check up. So Jasmine has now, it's very clearly Cindy that she's after now. Okay, so this is, I think,
Yeah.
pretty much established. And I'm just curious as to what she would want with Cindy's medical records. Like, what does
I
that
know
prove?
I couldn't figure this out, but then at one point I did wonder, was she just watching Anthony and is it?
I
But
did think
then,
that at first, yeah, but it's clearly Cindy that she's after, right? I mean,
But we didn't
so.
actually see a looking. Was it actually Cindy's medical record she was looking up on the computer? I didn't think we actually saw whose record she looked up.
True, true. But then who
But
else is it going to
it
be?
would
Because
tie
she's.
in
Yeah.
because of.
Yeah.
So we're assuming that.
Well, she steals Anthony's keys for the surgery. He's done very well getting trusted with the keys already for the surgery. He's only just started working at. Have they forgotten
So
that the
true.
Panesars own that surgery?
No, I do keep remembering that and
Why
being
don't we
like,
remember it?
Oh, right, I've got you. I know, because Suki bought it pretty much trash, didn't she? And then Ash
Yeah.
like,
That's
bye, going
bugging
to
off.
Canada. Like,
Yeah, see you
right,
later. And then
okay.
we haven't seen the GP surgery since. I
Guess
mean,
I've got a GP surgery
it
now.
makes sense for Anthony to work there, but at the same time, it's sort of like, have they forgotten that the Panesars own that? I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
So apparently, it's a burst pipe, right? That surgery, when we go in there later, does not look, it looks bone dry. There's no pipe damage in that
They've
surgery
always got
whatsoever.
burst pipes there. I
I
swear,
know.
there's definitely a faulty pipe somewhere.
That's,
They
yeah.
need it.
That's the
They need to
50th
just
sorted.
replace it instead of patching over it. Come on,
Yeah.
Suki, put your hand in your pocket, love.
That's the 50th sorted. A mass flood. It was just like,
Oh,
yeah, Albert
yeah.
Square wiped out by a tsunami. That's going to be the 50th stunt storyline. That'll be fun, won't it? Angie kind of swimming along in armbands to talk to Sharon as she's sort of floating face down in the water. It'd be great.
Yeah,
That'd be
I'm here
fun,
for
wouldn't it?
that.
There we go.
Oh, writes itself.
So, she steals Anthony's keys and is going to go into the surgery to do to look for records. Oscar unfortunately catches a nick in the keys, so she has to kind of think on her feet, sort of drag him into the surgery for them to have sex. Oscar is
What
so
do I
head
say
over
to that,
heels.
Rob? You left me a
Not a
gap
lot.
there. Like, yep, there
Yeah,
you
go on.
go.
I want information. I want your analysis on that scene.
Well, what I think they did was
Yes.
they used the bed. No.
Yes. Play doctors
The
and
GP
nurses. That's
bed.
all you needed to say there, Rach, is they played
I was
doctors and
surprised
nurses.
that I was surprised Oscar went along with it, to be fair, but I guess he was just like, well, sure, can't say no to
I
that.
get the feeling from Oscar that he is not as bad as he likes to make out to Jasmine, but he's trying to sort of like act like the hard man to Jasmine because he's got the idea that Jasmine is this really bad girl. So he's trying to keep up
Oh,
with her,
interesting. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I
I
can see
think.
that.
He's quite naive with it all,
Interesting.
bless him. It's kind of quite sweet the way that Oscar is so head over heels for Jasmine, but I feel like he's going to have his heart broken quite soon because I don't think she's even that interested in him, is she?
Oh, and see, I think that she is a bit interested.
Do you?
I think at first she were like, oh, you look like you might be quite close to Cindy somehow. But now I think that
Yeah.
she does genuinely. I think she's
Okay.
got a
Well, I
soft
hope
spot for
so.
him. I don't think she's as into him as he is into her.
No.
But I do think she's got a big soft spot for him.
Yeah. Well. So she gets rid of Oscar and then returns later and accesses the computer, right? Because the password is conveniently in the top drawer of the GP surgery desk. And so she's like, "Oh, that's the password. Oh, I'm in. Marvelous."
Well,
That
go
was
on.
sorry. That was all I was going to say is passwords. And the way that the characters land on other people's passwords always drives me mad. And the problem with this, the way that this one was done, is that it was so easily fixed. All I needed was a 10-second scene of Anthony sort of going into the surgery and sort of finding his bearings, and one of the receptionists or something going, oh, and that's the password for your computer, and he writes it down and just sticks it in his drawer. That's all I needed to see from that scene. Without that,
you
it
just
felt
wanted
really
to
quick. Yeah.
Right, I've got you. Okay. Well, yeah, no, fair, because that would have explained it, because I did assume, well, you know, he is new there and it's one of those passwords, especially, you know, don't make sense passwords, so he would have it written down.
It's
And
one of those strong passwords that the computer recommends to you. Yeah. It's rude, isn't it? You type in a password and your computer goes, weak, weak, weak. Password's not weak.
Oh, now your phone just goes strong password. Oh, you have to click the keyboard if you want to make an actual password.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want that. I'm not going to remember it.
And it's sort of, the passwords that get recommended to you now, like the binary code, it's ridiculous.
And they're at 20 characters long. How are you ever going to remember which passwords? Then you've got to store it in your phone anyway, and so someone could find it. Ugh.
Who's remembering that anyway?
Do you know what you need to do? Write it down on a notepad and put it in your
Stick it in your drawer by the computer that the password is for. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Yes. Anyway, so she finds whatever she's looking for. Now, also in the background is sort of Cindy and Jasmine. They're sort of a bit like loggerheads, and Cindy isn't overly thrilled by the fact that Jasmine isn't currently living with her. So this is. So
I'm stealing a makeup, by the way. I'd be fuming at that.
Expensive
makeup.
You are. It ain't cheap what Cindy slaps on her face.
No, it won't be. And also, like, keep your hands out of my makeup bag. I'd be fuming if someone did that.
Yeah, fair. So, what
they're not
is
gonna be
going
besties.
On here? What is going
I don't
on here?
Know.
I feel like we're going to get answers for this next week.
I hope so, because this doesn't feel like it's dragged on as much as the Zoe thing.
No,
even though this
at
has
all.
Been happening for longer. This feels paced quite
this feels
nicely.
A lot, paced nice. They've had the Oscar stuff involved in it as well. They're kind of building up the mystery of Zoe quite nicely. Of Jasmine quite nicely. You know, they have the whole stuff when she was in hospital that she was, you know, someone was in touch with her. So I'm intrigued by all of this. Mm. The only thing I can think of is that it is to do with the Fords, but I don't understand why she would need Cindy's medical records for anything to do with the Fords.
I don't understand why she needs a medical record unless she's just like trying to get any information she can on her for some reason. Or is it something to do with, no, it can't be like Cindy Jr. and some medical record? I don't know.
Maybe.
Why would she want a medical record?
I don't know.
For
she
what?
Was really interested. When she first arrived, she was really interested in sort of Cindy's past.
Yeah.
And sort of how many kids she had and all that kind of thing, wasn't she?
She was, but then why would, like, which kid would she have some kind of connection? Like, Cindy Jr., surely, because she's the youngest.
Yeah.
But then even still, like, why?
I don't know. Intriguing.
We just don't know, do we, right?
Don't know, but
do
I'm
you
very
like Jasmine,
this.
Though?
I do.
Do
I like her
as
a character. I think she's got pizzazz. I like her. She's got fire. She works really well with Oscar. I don't know whether this is a character with a shelf life or not, though, so I'm trying not to get too attached to her just yet.
I don't think she's a character with shelf life.
Do you think
personally.
She's sticking around after this, do you?
Yeah, I think she might be with us for a bit, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I am intrigued by her, definitely. She is clearly trouble, but it all depends on what she wants with Cindy. Because it's not like Cindy is some innocent wallflower. Like, it's quite clear you know, it's quite possible that Cindy could be the villain in whatever this is.
Maybe she had an affair with Jasmine's dad or something and
wouldn't
she's
put it past
seeking
her.
Revenge for her mum, something like
maybe,
that. Yeah.
Maybe. Could be that. Mm. Again, why the medical records? But I think that's the thing that's really thrown me this week. Why does she need to know anything about Cindy's medical history?
Unless it's got absolutely nothing to really do with the medical history. She's just trying to build as much ammo on Cindy as possible for some reason. But then also, why do they keep mentioning that Cindy needs to go and have a checkup? Is there something... Is Jasmine going to make Cindy think that she has got something wrong with her or something?
Maybe.
She's going to play a trick and make her think that she has got an illness somehow. She's living
maybe.
With her, working with her. I don't know how. Like, maybe, like, start putting stuff in her drinks or something and giving her symptoms so that she thinks she's got an illness.
The old mercury poisoning trick, you reckon, maybe?
Maybe.
It's interesting. I like, you know, I'd quite like to see some scenes with them together in the house and see how they're interacting on a day-to-day basis. Because they're living and working together, so that's quite intense.
I feel like Cindy, like Michelle Collins, were off, weren't she? And I feel like they kind of maybe rushed her back a little bit for Junior's exit. So they're just kind of trying to show her in and out a little bit at a minute to be like, oh, she's back on the square, but she's not fully back, if that makes sense.
I feel like we're going to get a
but
few
maybe
answers
next week
to this. I feel like we might do. So stay tuned for that. Right, ladies and gents, next story. On to the Panasars and the Galatis now. Some of the developments with Ravi this week. He gets beaten up by the boss's henchmen, doesn't he?
He does indeed.
Are we going to discover who this boss is, or is he just going to be like one of those mysterious faces of the underworld, you reckon?
I don't know, because to be honest with you, I weren't really that bothered in finding out, and I didn't think they were really that key of a key part of it all.
Yeah.
And then it's more like the influence of people online speculating who the boss is that's made me be like, oh, we're supposed to be trying to guess who the boss is, because I weren't actually that bothered. I just assumed it was some big drug lord or whatever who was the boss.
I mean, I would love it if there was, I mean, you might not know who this was. There was a character in, I think it was either the 90s or the early noughties. It was the noughties because it was all involved in the Dennis storyline. Jack Dalton. Do you remember that? Do you remember Jack Dalton? He was like a head gangster that Phil was involved with.
I really recognise his name.
It was the guy that Dennis shot. And I think it was...
Oh!
I think it was Jack that revealed to Dennis that Den was still alive. I think that's how it played out.
Oh, yes, brilliant. In that case, I do remember that guy. I do remember that guy. Was it in Peggy's, whatever it was called at the time?
I don't think it was even in there. I think it was in some London club, and all of his sort of underworld meetings went on.
Right.
Yeah, it was a fantastic villain. He was really, really charismatic. So if they got somebody like that in to play the big boss, I'd love that. I'd be all over that. But
otherwise, what's the point? I mean,
otherwise, what do they do? Do you know what I mean? Like, I can totally buy the fact that there's just this faceless, evil big boss that sort of runs London's underworld.
I'm okay with it being like that.
Yeah,
that we don't need to find out. But then again, it's like the fact that Ravi is now going to be going undercover as an informant.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing him and Jack talking.
He's going to piss somebody off.
We are going to. Yeah.
It's one of those situations. It's one of those situations where I don't mind if they do and I don't mind if they don't. I'd be intrigued if they decide to, but at the same time, I'd understand if they didn't bother, because we don't necessarily need to know.
I'm same. Yeah.
Interesting. We'll see.
I still a part of me who wonders if it is Nicola right at the top pulling all the strings, you know, and even Ravi's not quite aware that it's.
I feel like that wouldn't make sense now, though, because she would have stopped
Harry stuff.
Yeah, she would have stopped that ages ago, wouldn't she?
You'd think.
She would.
Do you reckon?
Fair. Yeah, no, she would. She wouldn't go that far with it. And for what purpose? For punish Harry for? Do you know what I mean? Like it.
I feel like it'd be an interesting twist if it was a female, just because.
When the
henchmen came in this week, they were like, "Oh, a boss he wants to see you." And I just thought it'd be quite interesting if it actually turned out that the big boss was actually.
Like Sam,
a female, but who knows? Like Sam, well, I've said that before. I don't think Sam could pull this off.
No,
we're accusing her of misspelling swear words. I don't think she could pull this.
She wouldn't manage this.
No,
it's way outside Sam's remit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if it was just like you know, some really sexy sort of like super bitch that's like in charge of everything bad that goes on in London. That'd be good fun.
Yeah,
we'll see. All of this does put just kind of potentially sabotage the adoption process that Suki and Eve are going through. Return of Robin this week, who I'm becoming slowly more convinced has no real interest as to whether Suki and Eve actually adopt or not, but he just wants to eat the Panasars out of house and home.
Yeah, he does like all their little sweet treats and that, doesn't he?
He really does. He keeps turning up and going, any of those biscuits going? Doesn't seem to be any biscuits going. That's a mark on your sheet.
What's that? Some drug dealers have just come in. You got any more? You got any brownies?
I'll keep quiet if you've got a brownie.
Yeah.
Not those sorts of brownies, just a normal chocolate brownie.
Normal ones.
Yeah. None of your brownies. Thank you. And so, during like a big meeting with Robin, and Suki and Eva are sort of on their best behaviour and trying to make everything fine, these bosses show up, well, sort of the henchmen show up and just drag, very politely knock on the door, I thought. As soon as they're henchmen, you thought they'd just kick the door down and drag Ravi out of the living room. But no, they very politely knocked on the door and said, could you come with us, please? The boss would like to speak to you. Thank you very much. And then the next time that we see Ravi, he's like all battered and bruised and his hair's all on end because he's stressed.
His hair's a mess. That's how
his hair's a mess this week. Yeah, Ravi is in a messy situation this week. So, I mean, this is good for Ravi. I feel like this is, I mean, all of this is to redeem Ravi for everything he's done so far, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. But, well, like we said, I think we forgot to mention last week the fact that he was under threat, like Nugget and Ivana were getting threatened, which is why we're also led to believe that he carried on doing all of this criminal activity. But I still...
mean, The thing is, I don't buy that in terms of
No.
rav in terms of like, because you didn't need to do all of that ravi, you know,
Yes. Yeah.
like you weren't getting threatened when you were quite happy for Kojo to
Yeah,
be
I
taken
agree.
advantage of and everything like that. So don't try that with me, sunshine, because that ain't gonna wash, you know.
I agree because he could have got out. He could have got Kojo out of it a lot earlier
Oh,
than he
so
did.
much sooner. There were so many other
Yeah.
ways this could have worked.
Yeah.
And before he started getting threatened, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah,
Kojo
I
had nothing to
agree.
do with that. So don't give me that shite, sunshine. I don't believe a word you're saying. Yeah, interesting. I am intrigued to sort of see where this informant thing is going to go. I can guarantee that Jack is going to be absolutely no help whatsoever.
If anything, he's going to end up blowing his cover with
Probably.
Luxrim, isn't he?
Probably. In fact, he'll
He's
look
having all these
forward to
hushed
doing that. Yeah.
conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He will look
Jack's not
forward
being
to doing
smart.
that. The thing
Yeah.
is, though, Jack, I feel like, will grab any opportunity he can just to get rid of Ravi. So I don't think
True.
he's never gonna trust Ravi around Denise for a start. I don't think he'll ever
That's
trust
true.
Denise around Ravi. It works so well for Ravi just to be wiped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, but Jack's still, Ravi's got a hold over Jack with Who Shot Zoe still. So maybe Jack can't ever quite, because there's always that threat that Ravi will reveal what happened.
See, the thing is with that, I don't think that Ravi has got that over Jack. Like, logically, Jack's going to be believed over Ravi.
What happened to the gun there?
They framed Greg for it, didn't they? So
Oh, yeah, of
that's
course
all
they
done and buried.
did.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so even if Ravi
Yeah,
was
but
to
then
go
you
and
could
say that was
argue
all
that,
a
well,
lie.
yeah, but Ravi could just tell the truth and be like, look, it was me and Jack, we
Yeah,
both
but
planted it on
I
him.
don't think they'd believe Ravi. They'd believe Jack over him at any time, wouldn't they?
Do you think Jack could be confident enough in that, though,
Yeah.
to not let it be a hold over him? Do you reckon?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Interesting.
It made no sense to me in the first place that Jack was so worried about that because all he needed to do was say, "Well, that's Ravi, the drug dealer who's lying, who we've been trying to send to prison for the past 3 years. It's clear
True.
he's clearly
And look,
lying."
he's got a, you know, he's
Yeah.
got a whole, he hates me because of my partner
Yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
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 Anyhow,
Anyhow.
well, what I did find interesting though this week is Priya overheard Ravi on the phone to
Yeah.
like boss man, whoever it
Yeah.
were.
Yeah.
Hears that he's still dealing, but then he doesn't tell her that he's being an informant, which I thought he would just to like
Yeah, I
make
did
his
wonder
home
about
life a bit
that.
better, if
Well,
anything.
you'd think just to sort of stop
Yeah.
Priya nagging him all the time
Yeah.
because he doesn't need that on top of everything else. But I did sort of wonder, is that just because he's trying to keep them all safe? Does he think that if any of them know what's going on, that puts them in more danger if it
That's
all
what I
comes
was
out?
wondering, like in
Yeah.
case that, yeah, in case, like you say, it endangers them by knowing it. So he's
Yeah.
trying to keep them out of it. But, you know, he's already been caught red-handed, hasn't he? So,
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. The adoption,
yes.
meanwhile, it seems to be going fine. I think they must have fed Robin a biscuit, and so Robin's put them through to the next
Oh,
round. They're at the
and said,
judges'
we're kicking him
houses.
out.
Yeah,
Yeah, the judges' houses.
they're at the judges' houses of the adoption process.
The live show soon. It's moving
It is.
quickly,
Oh
eh?
yes. Yeah, and Suki tells Ravi that he needs to get out, and I think by association that means everybody needs to leave.
I know, I thought that was a bit harsh because if anything, it makes more sense to just chuck Ravi out so
Yeah,
that
you know, the
Priya and
one
the kids
causing
are
the
more
problems.
safe
But
as
then Priya, I
well.
don't think is going to would want to leave Ravi like that, would she? She is head over heels for this man. He's the love of her life.
She is, but then if you're protecting your kids, but anyway, where are they going to go? Where are they going
I
to go
don't
anyway?
know. I don't know. I don't think we've solved that one by the end of the week, so we'll see where that heads. But with the adoption stuff, that seems to be going well. So are we going to? I mean, I don't know how quickly this process works. Are we going to have a kid fairly soon or?
I don't think it works that quickly, surely.
Man, I wouldn't have thought
In
so.
fact, it doesn't because I know a friend of a friend, and I know because I kind of know him. He adopted a child with his partner, and I think they had, but then maybe it's because of the child's age, but like the child, it was a baby that they adopted, but they had to have about, I think maybe 6 months of like a crossover of like going and spending time with the kid and stuff before they
Oh,
like
okay. Yeah.
committed fully. But then we've got the impression that they're not going to have a baby. So I don't know how much of this crossover they'd need. Are they going to foster them for a bit first, make sure they're a fit?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean it's soap, isn't it? Some of it will be put on fast
Well, yeah, of
forward because
course. It's
there's no
like
drama in it, there's no
when they
storyline
sign a
in it.
contract in soap, so they're handing like a pub
Yeah.
over. They're just like, yep, yeah, done, sure,
Yeah,
see you
that's
later.
it. That's it.
Oh,
No,
yeah,
we won't
it's
bother
that
it. We won't
simple.
bother with the solicitors. Let's
Any
just leave him
solicitor
between
to witness it
ourselves.
in.
No,
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine. You pay our bills, I'll pay
In
yours. It's
fact,
absolutely fine.
there you
Yeah,
go,
that'll
mate.
do.
It's
That's the
yours.
London way. The London contract.
It's been a handshake,
In an
done.
handshake, cut your hand and then stick them together. That's the way it's done
Blood
around here.
brothers.
Blood brothers, tell you. As much as Liverpool more than London, it blood
Yeah,
brothers.
definitely.
Right, before we talk about Vicky, let's have a quick discussion about Harry, Nicola, and Barney. So Harry spends the majority of this week absolutely off his face on heroin, I assume, is it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's heroin, right?
Yeah, because, well, yeah, I think it is heroin because he...
I know all about drugs, Rob. It's obviously heroin.
It's obviously heroin. I know the signs. Yeah, I mean, bless Nicola. She's at the end of her tether. This is not good for Nicola's pregnancy, all this stress. I told you.
No, it's really not. I keep forgetting that she's pregnant.
She does not lead the sort of life that makes maternity easy, I'm telling you.
No.
I mean, yeah, Harry is just an absolute mess at the moment. He's sort of resisting anybody's help. Barney finds out about what's been going on this week as well. He doesn't react to it well because they keep wrapping him up in cotton wool. That's all.
How
going
did he not
badly.
Know, though, in fairness, Barney, well, I mean, bless him? Like, know, he was literally spaced out on set, weren't he?
Yeah, I mean, I know like, Harry. Yeah, I mean, I know lame. Harry's a bit dozy at the best of times, but you should be able to tell the difference between that and your brother being on heroin, for Christ's sake.
Given
Barney.
That you know that he's got an issue with it, you'd think. But yeah, bless him.
Bless him. Like, so he's like, oh, he's relapsed, which kind of suggests that Harry's history with drugs has sort of been an issue for the family for quite a long time.
Well, I think as well, because I think Barney knew about him relapsing last week, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that he like was in hospital and nearly overdosed. So
and then
I think
sort of thought
maybe
that
that's
thought,
what he meant. Yeah, relapsed again.
Harry just seemed to have absolutely no interest in sorting himself out whatsoever, does he? He's sort of constantly ordering himself drugs. He's constantly getting himself into states because he's obviously kind of haunted by the guilt of what he did to Oki.
Yeah.
So how does he get over this, I feel, is the problem.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because really, he probably needs to go to rehab or have therapy. But what's he going to do while he's there? Admit to what actually happened with the crime? Because surely they have a duty of care to be like, well, you just told us you killed someone. We can't really keep that confidential, you'd think.
Yeah.
So I don't...
I mean, I feel like I'm sticking by what I said last week, is that the way this is going to end is he's going to just decide that the only way he can have a clear conscience is to actually go to the police and tell the truth. That releases Teddy. And then when they actually tell the truth and the police are like, oh, it was self-defense, that's fine, that's a very short prison sentence or whatever, then he'll do that, then get released, and then live unhappily ever after in Wolford.
Which is just daft because they should have just done that in the first
place. In the first place.
What ends up happening, and now he's on drugs anyway, which is what they didn't want him to be in prison. So
there you go, you see, for truth.
Maybe,
truth's always the way.
Maybe that will be his argument, though, to Nicola, and be like, well, I can't keep away from it here anyway, so it's the guilt that's like driving me towards it, so it's actually better if I just go to prison.
Yeah.
But like you said, I think it does show his history with drugs and the fact that he has just got an addictive personality.
It's,
definitely.
It's an interesting facet to his character, to be honest. It's not like, I mean, we're saying obviously now at the moment he's absolutely off his face all the time, but it's been an interesting sort of backstory to Harry that sort of rears itself up every now and again, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So it could be a long... You don't think they're going to do a Dot and Nick, are you? And she's going to, like, lock him in house and stuff?
Maybe.
And...
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that feels like, seeing as though Nicola is so insistent that he's not going to the police and Teddy's going to do this time, I feel like that might actually be Nicola's only only way of sorting this out. I feel like she's going to have to lock him up and just make him go cold turkey, and then...
That's what I'm wondering, if they're going to go down that route, actually.
Maybe.
Whatever, we never saw her basement flat, did we, that was under their house?
We may be about to see it.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, maybe that's where they're going to go. Yeah, well, I don't understand how else, like you say, other than like rehab and therapy, which you can't do.
Yeah.
What's Nicola going to do? Go and get a doctorate in like addiction psychology or something?
Exactly.
You know?
Honestly, if you're going to deal with drugs, you should know how to deal with addicts at the same time. It's just responsible drug dealing.
Actually, to be fair, Nicola.
There you go. Meanwhile, there's more stress going on for Nicola because we'll talk about what goes on with Zach this week, but Kathy kind of puts it into his head that he needs to sort of sort Barney out. And so Zach sort of goes at Barney. I'm glad they've remembered this, by the way. I thought that they were just sort of moving on from this. But, you know, Zach and Barney scenes again this week because obviously Barney's really upset and Zach sort of offers him a shoulder to cry on. And I got the impression that Barney was about to sort of talk to him and then sees Nicola and then sort of scampers off. And then Nicola is sort of like, stay away from him, otherwise you'll regret it.
It's mad, isn't it, though, that Nicola's the one who's done something wrong in all this, yet Barney sees Nicola and then feels like he can't open up to his biological father because of Nicola's reaction, even though actually she was wrong in this. Yeah, exactly.
Nicola
then she's threatened Zach again, hasn't she?
I didn't get the impression that he was that scared of her this time, though.
I thought that as well, but she did have him beaten up last time, but the secret's out now, and Barney knows about it, so maybe it'll be Barney who approaches Zach more anyway, and then Zach Cougar. Well, I can't stop him coming up to me. I'm not going to turn him away.
Well, exactly. And I feel like also Zach knowing everything that's going on at the moment is a very dangerous position for Nicola to be in as well, isn't it? So
Well, yes, there is that.
I think it's, it takes one word from Zach to completely destroy that family and just have Barney to himself. So it's
True,
probably best
very
to keep him
true.
away. So I feel like that's going to be kind of a key component in this story going forward as well. But one component that Zach is involved with is Vicky. And my goodness me, did they get busy with that this week? So on to the biggest storyline of the week this week, and that is Vicky. Still traumatized from Joel, understandably. So she gets herself into a bit of a mess this week, doesn't she? Chelsea has started seeing this married man. I had such issues with this, right? Not because Chelsea was seeing a married man. I thought that was quite Chelsea-like to do, to be perfectly honest with you. She's done that before. She's done that
Old
before.
Chelsea. Yeah, but old Chelsea, I feel like she's developed since then, but okay.
I didn't blink at Chelsea doing this. I really didn't. I feel like Chelsea doesn't care about doing stuff like this.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I thought she might have moved on a bit, with having a family and stuff, but there we go.
Nah.
Clearly not.
I think Chelsea's logic with it is, well, not my problem.
He's rich, free night out.
Yeah. He's also one of the biggest pieces of scum to ever walk the earth. And
Oh
also,
my
I would
God.
say, yeah, but to the point where he was that awful that he didn't feel real to me, this bloke.
Oh, okay. You thought you were too pantomimey
A
almost.
little bit, but it's like, the sort of, like, so this bloke we're supposed to imagine is married with kids and also is able to pull women on the outside of that, right? That in itself, that's fine, that happens. But the sort of bloke that goes around like saying to women, oh, you're not even worth spiking, like, I struggle
That
with that, someone like that.
was the only bit that I thought was a bit too, all right, would he actually say
But
that
yeah, this is
so
what I mean.
specifically,
Like, I
blatantly?
get it. I get what you're doing, but at the same time, it's sort of like there's. I feel like there was more subtle characterization that could have gone on there rather than
I
just.
agree. That comment was a bit too far. Like,
It was just on the. It was
it was
too on the
basically
nose.
admitting to spiking people.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
on
like,
the
yeah, I'm
nose.
a
Yeah.
rapist, and what? It's sort of like,
Yeah.
oh,
Yeah.
that suits
Almost.
this storyline perfectly at this exact
And
moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's.
also, it was implying that he'd like what drugs people to spite them when actually I
Yeah.
think the reality is he just bit. I'm not like diminishing it, but he like gets him a double instead of a single kind of thing. That's really what he
I
does,
mean, I thought
is it?
that bit was quite interesting. The whole sort of
Yeah,
like, I thought that was quite a sort of interesting little point because Zach turned around and was just like, well, I've done that. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of, I thought that was quite interesting, and it was sort of
it's
like,
classed as spiking that,
yeah, I
yeah.
know. And but then, I thought there was more interesting things to say about that than there
Yeah.
was sort of like this really clearly sort of, I would say, overwritten character or maybe underwritten, one of the two,
I know what you're saying. Yeah. It
that
could have
didn't
been
feel.
demonstrated in a much better way. Rather than that line being like, I
So
spike people and you're not worth spiking.
it was just a bit on the nose for me.
Yes.
But so Vicky just like ends up falling out with this bloke for obvious reasons. Then the end, he kind of follows her around for a little bit. Well, rather they kind of end up kind of keep bumping into
Yeah,
each
bumping
other.
into each other.
At one point, they're in the takeaway shop and. Like he's clearly just leching over these girls, so then they end up having a conflap, like an argument there, and then he's in the laundrette later, and Vicky literally follows him in because it's Vicky. She's like, "I sense an argument, off I go," and then starts kicking off at him, and then they get into a bit of a physical altercation, and then they do that thing I hate in soaps where like she pushes him and then he just knocks himself out unconscious. I hate that. It's my absolute pet peeve with soap when the characters do that. I hate that.
Yeah, that push meant he got knocked out on the
I
floor.
hate that.
I guess you could say, though, in this particular scenario, he fell over a bench and he'd been drinking, so he'd be less likely to stop himself falling as much. But yeah, I know what you
Yeah.
mean. He was very injured from a little push, essentially, weren't
Well,
he?
but then he kind of gets over that quite quickly as well. Like, I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure if you knock yourself unconscious, you're not standing up and immediately
You
sort
should probably go to hospital to
Probably
make sure you've not
you've
got a
had,
concussion, at
yeah, like you've got
least.
quite a serious head injury there. But anyway, Zach sort of walks in and basically saves the day, blackmails him and says, I'm going to tell your wife what a sleazeball you are. And that sort of shuts him up and off he goes.
But sorry, in all of this, when Vicky did push him,
Yeah.
She says, oh, I lost it. Like, he weren't even doing anything and I just pushed
I mean, he
him. I
was.
just saw red. Right, that's what I thought. I even re-watched it and were like, actually, if there were a man were coming up to me,
Yeah,
he
you
was that
push
much
him.
bigger than me
Yeah.
like that,
Yeah.
saying what he was saying, I think I would have pushed him as well.
Why are
Like,
the
I would have got
characters in EastEnders
defensive.
so scared of saying self-defense these days, really? That's the
Yeah,
problem,
right.
right? What's wrong with a bit of
But it was.
self-defense? Can't do
No,
out
but
these
I think
days.
he was definitely being intimidating,
Yeah, of
though,
course he
weren't
was. Like,
he? I know
of
he
course
didn't
he need.
physically touch her,
No,
but what he was
no.
saying as
Yeah,
well, like, you would have every reason to
he
do
needed
that.
push. He needed pushing away.
Yeah.
Of course he did. Yeah, but I think
Yeah,
what
but
she. I
instead
think she.
she's been like, oh, I overreacted and I shouldn't have pushed him. And it's like, I don't know, actually.
Well, I think she thought she'd killed him at that point, didn't she? I'm
Yeah.
assuming. I'm assuming that she was just sort of
Yeah,
hearing what
maybe.
the police would be saying to her at that moment or something, you know?
Possibly, yeah, over panicking kind of
Yeah,
thing.
probably. Anyway, so Zach saves the day on that, and they both go back to Vicky's. And Zach does live there, doesn't he?
No, he lives in a flat, doesn't he? Remember when he had
Ah, I thought he'd
Tommy?
moved back in again.
Oh, and I did ponder that, and then when he left, I was like, oh no, he's in that flat because he
Because
had Tommy there, didn't
because
he?
when they were texting each other, it was sort of, I was sort of like, wait, aren't you both
Where is
alone?
he?
Aren't you both alone in the flat, like the house right now? Like, why doesn't Vicky just go up to his bedroom and they can go at it like beasts? Do you know
No,
what
I think he is still in the flat
I mean?
because
Right, okay,
Martin was
fine.
there as well, weren't he, and stuff. I know
Fine,
that were a
fine,
bit
fine,
ago,
fine.
but yeah.
Yeah, I kind of lose track of where Zach's been living recently.
Yeah, no, fair.
But yeah, so they go back to Vicky's house then in that case and have a few bottles of wine, share a few stories, and then end up really passionately kissing. And at that exact moment, Kathy lets herself in and sees it.
Honestly, Cathy.
Walking in.
Honestly, what a time to have walked in. They were just about to have a really good time. Oh, well, she
Where
saved
are you?
them.
Right, so Zach and Vicky, where are you at with
I'm
this?
here for
I
it.
don't
Go on.
care. I don't understand why people are kicking off about it so much. It makes sense.
Do you not know about Sharon and
Like,
Dennis?
this is
Come
what I
on,
mean. Like,
kick
come on.
up. They're not
Like,
related. They're not
no,
actually related. I
they're in
mean,
no way related. Like, it's not in the slightest bit. I mean, yeah,
Lauren got
I
with her
get it.
cousin. They're less
Exactly.
related than
Yeah,
that.
I get
Like,
it. It's knotted. I'll
yeah.
give you that, but it's not
Yeah.
incestuous.
No, it's not. They are not actually related in any way.
In any way, shape, or form. Like, it's fine. Like, I get it. Sharon will not be happy when she finds this
No.
out, but it's
Neither
fine.
were
Like,
Vicky 15 years ago. Okay.
exactly. Shoe is now on the other foot.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Is it? Yeah, do they need to? No, but actually, when it happened, I was like, do you know what? I can actually see that. I don't mind it so much.
I mean, you know, I get it from Vicky's perspective, certainly for obvious reasons. But also, I get it also that because you know Zach was there for it at this moment, and all of a
Yeah.
sudden Vicky is being presented with this idyllic man that's actually
Yeah.
against everything that she believes about
Yeah.
men at this particular moment. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
so I can understand completely why she would throw herself at him.
Yeah.
I don't think they. I don't didn't get any sense particularly that Zach had started harboring feelings towards Vicky at all, but. Zach also is the sort of person that will take any opportunity that comes his way.
I could see Vicky kind of being his type, though, anyway, because he likes a strong
Yeah.
female, doesn't he? And she's
Yeah.
definitely that.
Oh,
I know
she
she
is that.
probably doesn't technically feel it at the minute,
Oh, she is
but in a
that.
way, yeah, I think that she could be a match for him. But whether they were, they're going to, aren't they?
Of
That
course they
were
are.
unfinished business,
Of
that
course it
kiss,
was.
weren't it? Bloody
If
heck!
Kathy hadn't walked in, they'd have been doing it on the
Yeah.
stairs, for God's
Yeah,
sake.
definitely. Yeah,
And
exactly.
I mean, I loved Kathy, like, you think, like, assuming that, right, okay, I've said my piece, that won't happen again, and just strolls
Yeah,
out again, and they're
yeah.
both like, like,
I know
giggling
even
about
when
it.
Kathy were telling them off, Vicky were giggling like a
Yeah.
teenager, weren't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, the casting of, like, Alice Haig is fantastic. She is
I think she's
Michelle's
amazing.
daughter. She is Michelle's daughter. Like, it's
Yeah,
perfect. She is
100%. Yeah.
perfect in that role. Like, it's
Yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, I
Like,
agree.
Vicky has been one
I
of the
love her.
best new additions in recent years. She's fantastic.
At first, I thought she were too shouty, but now I kind of get why they were doing that, if you know what I
Yeah.
mean. And she is. And she is,
Yeah,
actually. She
she's
is.
just yeah, she do you know what?
She's
She's
hothead.
a hothead. She is gobby and she's just brilliant. And she is and
Yeah.
that is what Michelle's daughter would turn into.
Yeah, yeah,
110%. She is
definitely.
perfect. I
Yeah.
love her. So yeah, this I don't necessarily mind it. Like, crack on. Like
Well, rewinding a little bit back to what happened in the laundrette with this guy, I don't think this is the last of the guy that we're going to see,
I kind of
okay?
hope it is because I don't want to see him
No,
again.
no, no. Right. Another thing that happened this week is Ross went to visit Joel in prison,
Yes.
right? thinking he was doing this, you know, this thing for Vicky, and that she was
Father
going
and
to be
duty
falling
as
head
well,
over
though.
heels for him, and And he then proceeds to tell Joel and basically give him ammunition for his court case. Like, oh, this will be why Vicky went off at that man this week, like she did. She's starting on Men in Pub. Oh, right. Is that right? All Joel's lawyer then needs to do is talk to right or wrong person at Queen Vic, find out what's gone on, get in touch with this guy, and then I reckon he's just going to end up showing up in the court case.
Maybe, but then at the same time, would even that defend Joel from the video evidence that they've got of him literally kicking two barrels of shit out of her?
No, but if he's going to plead himself, because they're saying he might argue self-defense because they don't see what happened before it, and then this guy comes in and goes, "I got attacked for no reason."
I don't
I just
know.
don't feel like it's the end of it, and I feel like Ross telling Joel that when he went to visit him is going to lead to something in the court case. I agree,
Maybe.
it's not a defense at all,
I don't
but
think it
I'm
would
wondering if
help.
they're going to
If
use it.
they might use it, but I don't see how it would possibly help Joel
You
at
don't know, do
all.
you?
I
I
just don't see
agree,
how it. I don't see how it could.
especially
Like,
coupled with all the other evidence. But
yeah,
if
they've
he's got
got
a
all this.
defense lawyer who's going to try and do anything to get
I
him
mean,
off,
he
then
hasn't got Richie, so he's screwed for a start. I mean, I don't know. Like,
you'd
he's they've got.
hope.
They've got so much, like they've got video evidence of him beating her up for a start, and then they've got all of his internet history. They know the sort of like mindset that he was in. He's still sprouting this stuff even now he's been arrested for it. Fascinating stuff with him and Ross in prison, where he like you. I don't know what I was expecting when I saw Joel. I was kind of thinking that he'd at least be. I mean, he's been punched in the face, so I was thinking that maybe he might start to regret his actions a little bit. But if anything, that seems to have fueled him on even further.
Well, I agree, and I don't think we are going to see any. This is it. There is no redemption for
Oh, God,
Joel.
no. No, God, no.
I wonder if I'm right about this court case scenario that's going to happen, that Ross might end up being quite a big factor, and he's literally going to have to stand witness and pick which side he's on, Joel
Well,
or Vicky.
I mean, I don't think that either way, whatever Ross says, there's no saving Joel because of the evidence that they've got against him. Like, there's nothing that Ross could
You'd hope
say
not, wouldn't
or
you? I
do,
don't see how.
nothing that Joel could say or do to stop the question. Yeah, but you're literally beating somebody up in this video. You're beating your stepmom up in this video and goading her while you're doing it. Like, talk your way out of that. There's no defense to that whatsoever. So if anything, what might happen is that Ross will find out about what's going on between Vicky and Zach, and then maybe go against
Oh,
her in
that's true. I
court.
didn't think of that.
And then maybe go against her
Definitely.
in court, and it's going to be more about the Zach and Ross, Vicky and Ross Zach triangle, rather than anything
Eventually,
that's remotely
actually.
going to help Joel.
Yeah, I could see that happening. And then he ends up, so it'll all come out. And then he goes, right, I'm just going to kind of stand up for Joel without standing up for him. Like, yeah,
I
maybe.
mean, I'm still kind of intrigued by the question as to, like, ignoring all the other sort of soapy drama that's going on with it at the moment. Like, the simple situation of a father faced with that as their child. Like, what do you do? Like, I don't blame Ross whatsoever for still feeling a level of guilt and responsibility for Joel at this moment, because at the end of the day, that is his son, and you would be clinging to anything that you can to sort of tell yourself that he hasn't turned into this complete monster.
Yeah, there's some good in there. I
Yeah,
just need to
there's
try and
got
get
to
it out
be.
for.
Yeah,
I owe it
right?
to them because they're my
Yeah,
child.
like you know, your child is, turns out to do something similar to, I mean, I know you've got a daughter, but you know, if you have a son and he turned into Joel, like, what do you do? Like, how many times over the years have we seen parents like stand by their children even though they blatantly shouldn't? You know what I mean? Like, that's something
You
that's a
just
tale as
you
old as
do though,
time.
don't you, really?
Yeah.
Because especially at Joel's age as well, because I feel like at his age you would hope that there is some way of putting him back on the right path.
Yeah.
But then you could argue, will Ross go, I can't do that while he's inside, but if I can get him released, then maybe I can help him get on the right path. But
Yeah.
whilst he's inside, I've got no control over what he, I mean, can they view things? Do they have internet in prison these days?
I have no idea. You would know that more than me, Ray. You know what times you've been in prison?
I wake up this. Yeah, loads. All the
Loads.
fences.
Yeah. Class A, Class B, all the prisons. So yeah, I mean, I'm pleased that there's going to be a trial because low key, I love a trial. I love a court
I
case in a
mean,
soap. It's my favourite thing. I love a court case.
but I think this is where they're going to go with it with Vicky. You know, they're going to try and the defence are really going to paint her into this almost hysterical woman and like play into Joel's hands or what he views.
But again, I don't see how that works for them because they've got video evidence of them of him doing that to Vicky. Like nothing can help Joel at this moment, surely. I don't care what the defense say. There's nothing that defends that.
But like I said, they just keep saying that it might be self-defense. They can say you didn't see what happened before. Joel makes up some story that she hit him and then he's done that and he might go, yeah, I went too far, but it was self-defense to start. I don't know. I mean,
I'm
obviously
not
don't agree with
convinced.
any of that,
I'm
but
not convinced
I
that they can
agree
do
that
that,
you would
though.
think that the evidence is compelling, but then maybe if they put this guy in there as well and he goes, yeah, she attacked me and there were no reason for it, then
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to
hopefully
wait and
not.
see.
Because I feel like it's the end of Joel anyway. We
Yeah,
don't want
like,
him released. The closure
no.
on this would be right that he goes down for it anyway. But I feel like
Exactly.
there's still going to be a battle. Otherwise, they would have just gone, yeah, he's pled guilty. He's still got his views, but we're not going to see anything of him. So let's see, I guess.
We shall see. Gold star this week, Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving mine to Vicky as well. I'm struggling to give it to anybody else this week, in all honesty,
Yeah, to be
but
honest. Yeah.
I think Vicky
Love
does
her,
deserve.
though.
I love Vicky. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's a fabulous, fabulous,
Agreed.
fabulous character played by a fabulous, fabulous actress. So, two gold stars for Vicky this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have some news released this week? Not only have we got an additional character that's going to come back for the Nigel episode, but something rather massive has been announced for New Year's Day. So, last week, we have been spoiler sirens, bloody, 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 blah, 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 Nina. Last week, we had it announced that the fabulous Pat Butcher was returning for a special episode in Nigel's dementia story. And now we've had another character announced. They did another fabulous tease, which this time, they obviously, last week, they had Pat's earrings dangling from the Christmas tree. And
Yep.
this week, they had a shoebox that had a product. I thought it was really clever the way they did this, to be fair. A
Very.
product code, which was the date of New Year's Day 2004, which was the day that Janine pushed Barry off a cliff. And they were a shoebox because he should have been wearing slip-on shoes. Very, very
Yeah.
good. Well done. Promote somebody,
Very
I say,
good.
for that. But Barry is coming back, although it's been over 21 years since Barry last set foot into Wolford. His character remains etched into the history of the show for his inherent bad luck, hopeless love life, and epic feud with stepmother Pat Evans, who he refused to forgive following her affair with Frank Butcher, which he believed to be the root cause of the beloved dad's death. So he will be appearing alongside stepmother Pat in the Queen Vic when Nigel's dementia symptoms intensify. And although their relationship was fraught in the land of the living, Pat and Barry put aside their differences to help Nigel in his time of need. Like this. Very, very
Lovely,
good.
fantastic.
Very, very good.
I'm
Like,
so excited to
exciting.
see how they do this.
I
I don't
can't
even
wait.
care, actually. I actually
No.
don't care. Cause I just, well, not that I don't care, but you know what I mean?
But
Like,
yeah,
you
you're
can do anything.
so excited to see them.
We'll suspend all belief just to see Pat and Barry back on the
Absolutely.
screens.
Absolutely. I mean, is it just going to be Pat and Barry? I feel like they're holding some stuff back.
Yeah, because why announce this? But then, well, yeah, maybe it'd be nice. Who else would there be, though?
Cover it's an interesting way if they're gonna if they're
Ooh.
trying to disguise a leak, covering it up with reveals so that then a
Yeah.
big secret isn't revealed later on. It's quite a clever way of
Yes.
doing it.
Yeah. A bit like Anjay on the anniversary. Yeah.
What do you think?
Tiffany? Tiffany?
I think Tiffany could make an appearance. Marcy
Mm.
McCutcheon, I think she's available. So I think if they have This Is Your Moment blaring on in the background, I'd be quite delighted.
Honestly, I don't know who else there could be.
No,
Tiffany.
I
Who
mean,
else would you? Because it's got to be somebody who's
well,
passed,
of course,
right? Otherwise,
yeah, but then of
or does
course
it?
the other thing is, like, we're talking about the 90s, so there's a few characters who are still on the show now who were around in
Mm.
the 90s. You know, Cindy and Ian, they could do
Yeah.
stuff with them.
Because I was
Phil,
thinking Grant, like, because
yeah,
obviously, but
Grant.
then.
I feel like Grant does need to make an appearance at some point during the storyline because of the way that Nigel and Grant left things when Grant last
Yeah.
left. Like, it feels like at the very least, Grant would go to the funeral.
Ooh, could they bring back Phil and Grant from the flashback? Like flashback Phil and Grant?
Ooh. Well, yeah, I
That could
mean,
work.
and then thereby, because if they're bringing Barry back, I want to say Barry started around the mid-90s, 94, 95, sometime
Yeah.
like that. So that would mean that Peggy was in charge of the Vic then. And if they're setting it in the
Yeah.
Vic, then that means that they're going to presumably have to have some staff that were working in the Vic at that point, right? So they
Well, we've
brought
got
back Jamie,
Tracy.
got Tracy, but then would they bring back Jamie Winston as Peggy to do this again?
Ooh, this could work?
And
Could it work?
then,
Yeah, but we already saw them in the 90s, so would it work? Do you know what? I'd be all right with you.
I
Do
don't know if
it.
I feel like the flashback boys might be a bit young for the brothers
But
in the 90s.
he could
I don't
go back
know.
further though. He could start off further back and then get back to the 90s, maybe.
It would be a good idea. Put it like this. I would not be surprised if the flashback gang turn up at some point during this episode
Yeah.
for something.
We even had a young Nigel, didn't we, in one of the
Yeah,
flashbacks.
and he was
I'd be here for
underused.
this.
I'd like to
But
see
they
him
could
back
use him.
again.
They could use like Nigel. They could use
Nigel.
Nigel. They could use Nigel looking in the mirror and seeing flashback Nigel
Yes, that
looking
would be nice.
back.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ooh, I'm very excited for this, Ree. I'm very, very
Yeah,
excited.
because I feel like you say, maybe just announcing Pat and Barry means that they've not announced everything
Yeah,
else fully.
yeah.
Plus, we don't know the specifics of how they'll be back,
But it's
really. We're
interesting
just
that they're
kind of
gonna.
assuming.
It's interesting that they're gonna apparently sort of put, even though we know that that didn't happen in real life necessarily. It's interesting that in Nigel's mind, the Pat and Barry feud is gonna be put to bed just for him. I think that's quite a nice way of doing it.
I'm
What
fine
a
with it.
mad thing to happen that we're gonna have Pam St. Clements and Sean Williamson acting together in 2025 as Pat and Barry in EastEnders.
I
That's
love it.
crazy.
I
Brilliant
love it.
idea.
I also feel like Nigel would have known Ronnie and Roxy in some capacity. So
Yeah, would be nice, wouldn't it? Would be
while
nice.
we're
And
at it.
there'll be a scene where actually it turned out that Nigel taught Ronnie and Roxy how to hold their breath underwater for a really, really, really long time.
Oh my God, he taught them how to swim in it. Yeah.
And if you ever need
Done.
to, he's and he's there's going to be a scene where he says, if you ever need to play dead in a pool, this is how you do it.
Perfect. Writes itself, Rob.
Perfect. Writes
Sorted.
itself.
That's
I
their
mean,
comeback.
in all seriousness, I'm very, very excited for this,
Yeah,
and there's a lot of
very.
potential for it, so bring it on. Interesting that Ben Wadie has said about this year's Christmas period that we're going to be talking about the past, present, and future. Now, we have this in the past, all the Nigel stuff will be set in the
Yes.
past.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably Christmas Day itself will be whatever is going on in the present. And then when we get to New Year's Day, we're going to be discussing the future. Spoiler siren, although the story itself is a bit of a spoiler for the rest of 2026, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah, true. But Nina on nonetheless, but it is an announcement, so.
So this is all to do with Max, who is going to be making his full-time return in the new year, one would assume. Because New Year's Day, for the first time in the show's history, EastEnders is set to air an entire flash-forward episode, which will offer viewers a unique glimpse into the drama that is set to unfold in 2026 and beyond. In a 30-minute installment on New Year's Day, viewers will follow Max Branning exactly a year on from present day as he finds himself in a situation which will have huge consequences for not only himself but also his family. So, this is interesting. This does suggest a huge amount of foreplanning, right? So we're talking a year in the future. This is New Year's Day 2027, right?
I
So
don't even feel like a real date, by
I know, right? That
the
feels like so far in the
way,
future,
but
doesn't it?
yeah.
That feels like we should have
Like
flying
30
cars going on.
years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Robots everywhere. So what do you think about this? This is an interesting thing. My only thought of it is it would feel a lot more special if it hadn't happened so soon after the sixth flash forward.
I think that's what it is for me. And does it then start losing like value when you do it? Do you know what I mean? Is it going to start feeling overdone?
I
But if
mean,
it's done well, then
yeah, I mean, right, put it like
sure.
this. It's a gimmicky thing, right? And
That's, yeah.
it's also it's quite a Hollyoaks thing to do as well, I would say. And
Yes, given what
Ben
they've had to do recently,
Yeah,
yeah.
and Ben Wadie has sort of had experience in the Hollyoaks world in his
Okay,
past career.
yeah.
So it's not entirely a surprise that he might want to do something like this over at EastEnders. Here's the thing. I don't mind it. I'm excited by this. I feel like your thoughts on this are going to depend on how you feel about Max as a character, who it would seem is going to sort of be the character of 2026. Like they're going to put the Brannings right at the
Yeah.
forefront of the show for 2026, it feels like, right?
Which makes sense with what Wade's been trying to do, like recreating the bigger families of the noughties.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying was his
Yeah, his
favourite era to
period.
watch and stuff,
Fine.
yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
You can't, I don't think I can criticize anybody for doing that, right? Like, if
No,
you're in
no.
charge of the show, you're in charge of this big toy box. Let's get my favorite toys out the box and play with them and put them in new games. That would probably be
Although,
anybody's game to do, right?
if anything, We're missing Stacey, so it'd be quite interesting to see whether Stacey's going to be in this flash
I
forward.
would not be surprised if we see Stacey New Year's Day.
I'd be here for it. That's what I'm kind of hoping because, like I just said, he wants the Slaters and Brannings were quite big families in the noughties. There's one massive person who ties both those families together, who we think's going to be coming back. We don't know how long Lacey Turner's on a break for.
Well,
Will
imagine
we be
if
seeing her?
they, well, imagine if they, you know, maybe at the end of the episode or something like that, Stacey, maybe if they frame it that Stacey will return on New Year's Day 2027, that gives Lacey another year off and keeps us happy to know that she's eventually coming
That
back, and we
Stace is
know,
coming back.
and we know when she'll be back as well.
Yeah, I'd be here for it. It makes sense actually to do it.
It does, and it feels.
Especially if you're gonna flash forward to like Max's mess, like in
I mean,
chaos, then I feel like
let's be real
Stacey needs
here.
to be involved.
With it being a Max mess, anything could be happening here, right? Because it's Max, and anything is possible. I mean, the sort of what would intrigue you the most to see, like, because this is the same sort of method as the Six, right? So we've got, you know, the Six did a dead body, and by the time we get to Christmas Day, you'll have found out how that dead body gets there and who did it, right? So how are they going to make this as gripping as that? How are they going to what's going to be the key sort of center point of this flash forward that we want to know how we get to that point?
This is what I'm trying to think. I feel like Zoe's going to be pregnant, maybe. Could Zoe be pregnant in it? Maybe. Or somebody. Or maybe Lauren. It wouldn't be that much of a surprise if it was Lauren, though, because we just assume it was Peter. Something to do with Oscar. Is Max actually the top drug lord that we've been on about? Is it
Maybe,
this? Is
maybe,
that how it's all going
maybe.
to go? And
Okay, anything's
we've
possible
got
with Max.
Oscar's held hostage in Shenanigan Warehouse because of Max's. I don't
Possibly.
know. I don't have
Anything.
anything.
I am excited. I think the way that they would do it would be, you know, if we have some complete, not just Stacey, but like any sort of big unannounced return, and we're sort of like, well, how the hell do they get back? You know what I mean? Like, so that would be
Yeah,
quite
that'd be
good to
good.
do.
Who? Tanya? Could
Yeah,
Tanya
Tanya
come
would be
back? I'd
great.
love Tanya
Tanya.
to come back, do you know?
I mean, again, it feels like, you know, even if Joe doesn't want to come back full time, like a Tanya cameo at some point over the next
Yeah,
year.
would be lovely.
I'd love to see Cora again. I
I
miss
was just
Cora
thinking
big
that,
time.
yeah.
Yeah, so there's a load of potential here.
Abby's gonna be there. New Year, joking.
She didn't really die. I tell you what,
You didn't see her die on screen. What are you
there's
about?
worse mistakes they could correct, let me
I
tell you.
know.
So yeah, I mean, I'm
Yeah.
excited about this, right? I feel
Yeah.
like people are kind of a bit wary about it because maybe some stuff so far in this era hasn't necessarily landed for them. I mean, I'm prepared to go into this completely open-minded and be excited about the idea. I think it's a great, exciting idea. So,
Well, to be the opposite to you there,
yeah,
Rob,
you're
I'm
just an.
skeptical,
Yeah, fine.
but I'm willing to give it a go, obviously.
I'm going to be optimistic going into this because actually, what
Okay.
this feels like is this is going to be Ben Wedge's first full year. And essentially, what he's doing
True.
is saying, this is where I'm going to be at the end of this year. So, this is actually
Yeah.
quite a big statement to be making. So. I'm gonna 100% be like, Brian, bring it on! Like, let's see what you've got here.
I hope he pulls it off, but I am interested to see what it is. And yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Also interesting that we're getting this. I mean, this seems to be a very sort of early announcement for New Year's Day, isn't it? Considering we don't even know what's kicking off at Christmas yet.
Yeah, I know that I'm a bit. I just think the Christmas thing's going to be the Zoe Stalker reveal, and they're going to drag it out because I don't know what else.
And the kids stuff as well, don't forget. That's all still
Yeah,
yet to
and the
be
kid.
revealed as well.
Unless
It
that is
feels
going to be the big reveal, the kids
yeah, it
stuff and the
feels like
stalkers before.
yeah. It feels like Zoe is going to it's going to be a Slater Christmas for sure. And you know, I mean I can't really think what else it would be at this point. Like, are we maybe not even going to
Ooh.
see Max till New Year's Day? Do you think he
Well,
might come back Christmas Day?
I was just thinking with Max, when's Linda going to get back and he's going to find out about
Well,
Annie? And
Linda will be
Linda going
back
to
by then.
be,
Yeah.
yeah, she's going to be enthralled in whatever this
From her,
New Year's 2027 day stuff's going to be,
yeah.
surely,
I mean,
because of
surely
Annie.
by then she'll be back from her cruise around the solar system or wherever the other she's been. So yeah, I'm
Yeah.
excited. Bring it on! I really am. I feel like there's a big potential here. This is it feels definitely as well like start completely turning over a fresh page and like really setting out a brand new sort of set of stories for the new year. This is where we're going to end up, and we're going to show you how we're going to get there. And they got to have to make it that we cannot wait to get there as well, because a
Yeah,
year
like the
is a
six.
long time. Yeah, well,
Very long.
it's longer than the six, because the
Yeah.
six was only 10
That was like
months.
10 months, yeah.
Yeah, so.
The only other thing that we were scared of during the six stuff was like, what if something happens to one of the
Yeah.
actors? Like, how
Yeah,
do you
I mean, the thing is, and I think the reason why they're doing this as well, because it's been proven to work once as well before.
True.
So,
Yeah.
as long as they get all their points, as long as it lands, and as long as they give enough really exciting clues and questions that we want answering by the time New Year's Day 2027 comes around,
Yeah.
then they've got themselves a great story here. So I feel like I'm going to be optimistic and just be excited about it, because, like I said, the idea itself is potentially very, very, very exciting. Let's just hope
Yes.
that it all lands. So let us know what you think is going to happen in 2026. What surprises do you think we've got coming in this episode? Do you think we're going to have any big returns? Do you think anyone's going to be killed off? Let us know. Let us know your theories by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We shall be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.